Rich Phillips.
Ask a... Well, I didn't ask. Well, yeah, I guess you did ask a very uncomfortable question.
I'd say so.
Of Big Dick Hunter, and made for a very uncomfortable moment.
He challenged me to quit wetting the bed, and then he would quit smoking.
And guess, you haven't quit wetting the bed yet, have
no,
you?
No, guess who quit wetting the bed, and guess who kept smoking?
Hmm. Does he still smoke?
He's dead, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry. I guess the whack is next if Big Dick can go on.
Next.
You've been listening to Race...
The very important note there, yeah. That was a question about Big Dick's father.
Yes.
That's who Big Dick was talking
about.
Making
a deal about smoking.
Oops.
Well, Rich, I think it was a fair question. You didn't know.
It was. I had no idea.
But at the same time, it was an emergency break.
I shouldn't have run out in the cubicle area afterwards and proclaimed scoreboard after that.
Yeah. Well, we'll hear more from Rich in a moment.
All right.
But first, Monday, Norm was going to talk, I guess, a little cowboy football with Jean-Jacques. And apparently he was having a off-air conversation.
Norm likes to talk to his guests off-air before he has them on air. That's his little bit.
Just to maybe kind of set him up or something.
Yeah.
Problem is, Norm really didn't care that he was back from commercial and ready to go with the Jean-Jacques segment.
Tuesdays at 1:50, brought to you by Van Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
No one knows what it's like.
Dallas Fort Worth's Ticket.
To be the bad man. To be the sad man. Behind the eyes. And no
11:15 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
That's the Norm Hitchcock Show.
And he's conducting his own talk show off there with Jacques Taylor. Look at that.
Yeah. Norm, you can feel free to join us at any time.
He has no clue we're back on the air.
But you know what? I love this show.
And
I love this song.
For those of you that can't see us.
Sierra, who does this song?
We're right across a window from Norm, talking on the air. And he's just going on with his phone conversation. Hey, groups, go in there and tap him on the shoulder.
Wake him up.
He has no clue that we're on the air, Jeremy.
No,
look at him.
He's clueless.
He won't even look at us.
Oh, no.
We'll just play a little look at groups walking to the studio.
Let's wait.
Yelling at him. Hey, yeah, there he is. Hi, uh-oh, look at that.
Uh-oh.
Hey, put him
uh-oh
on hold.
Hi, Norm. Welcome to the show, Norm.
Hello, hello. Hello. How long have we been back?
About a minute.
About a minute, minute and a half.
Have you talked amongst yourselves?
Yes, we have.
Oh, yeah.
Mainly about you. Boy, have we talked amongst ourselves. And we'll hear all this again.
Hello, hello, hello.
65 seconds worth.
That's, how much is that worth? $800? Commercial-wise?
That's what 25 years in Dallas radio produces, right?
65 seconds worth of not knowing that you're back.
I bet you it was the most boring conversation ever off the air between him and Jean-Jacques. Him and Jean-Jacques.
Talking draft?
Yeah.
Well, that brings us back to Rich Phillips, who was nominated twice this week.
Congratulations.
I've had a good week.
Gaffe number two occurred Tuesday morning when we were talking about scripted play-by-play. We heard we were talking about Jim Nance and how he has a tendency to do this at the end of national championship games. And we asked what was a pretty good sports broadcasting question. When did this start? And Gordo had a very good observation. Hey, maybe it was the Do You Believe in Miracles by Al Michaels. And that's the key phrase, Do You Believe in Miracles?
Did it all start with Do You Believe in Miracles, which I think was
Al Michaels?
Yeah, which was real. I mean, he really, I think, said that passionately and in the moment. But after that, has it become everyone has to try to get their own?
Did that start the craze?
What started the craze?
Giants win the pennant. The Giants win the pennant. The
NFL
Giants win
films.
The pennant.
But the Giants win the pennant. That also was a real kind of honest thing.
Yeah.
What about Do You Believe in Miracles?
That's what we started the conversation with.
I believe Gordon just mentioned that.
Sorry.
Less than maybe a minute ago.
I ignore him, so.
Let's switch to music format. What we got, Jared? Let's hear the darkness again.
It's 8:28 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
There we go.